Part B, Intensive Listening, Resources and Energy.
Passage 1, Population and Resources.
Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard.
The population of the world has been increasing faster and faster. In 10,000 BC, there were probably 10 million people. In AD 1, there were 300 million. It took 1,750 years for the population to reach 625 million, a little more than double the AD 1 figure. In 1990, there were 5.3 billion people. By the year 2000, the world's population was over 6 billion, and by 2050, it is expected to reach 10 billion. Does the Earth have enough natural resources to support this many people? Different scientists give different answers to this question. Some say that there are enough resources to support more than 6 billion people. However, the richest countries, with a small percentage of the world's population, use most of the resources. If these resources could be distributed more equally around the world, there would be enough for everyone. Other scientists say that we must limit population growth because our resources are limited. Only 10% of the Earth's land can be used for farming and another 20% for raising animals. It is possible to increase the amount of farmland, but only a little. Some land in developing countries could be more productive if people started using modern farming methods, but this would not increase worldwide production by much. We all know that there is a limited amount of petroleum. There are also limits to the amounts of metals. There is a limit to the amount of water we can use, since most of the Earth's water is salt water, and most of the fresh water is frozen at the North and South Poles. It is difficult to say how many people the Earth can support, but it will help everyone if we can limit population growth before serious shortages develop. The problem is how to do it.
Questions. 1. Between 1990 and 2000, what changes did the world population have?
Two. According to some scientists, which of the following is true?
3. Why can't most of the Earth's water be used?
4. In developing countries, what does the use of modern farming methods result in?
5. According to the author, what can you infer from the passage? 2. Listen to the passage again and give a short answer to each of the following questions.